There's a festive atmosphere on the campaign trail, but this election, tensions run especially high. The biggest prize in Mexico's biggest state is the winner of the race for governor of Chihuahua. The top two candidates are in a dead heat, according to multiple polls. Maria Eugenia Maru Campos is backed by an alliance of the National Action Party, or PAN, and Revolutionary Institutional Party, PRI. Juan Carlos Loera is the Morena candidate, the party of Mexico's president.
We're kind of working together from different angles to try to hold back Morena.
Alex LeBaron calls Chihuahua home. He's been elected to both state and federal office. He says several political parties have formed alliances to stop a concentration of power in one party, the president's party.
It's kind of like the entire country is holding their breath, hoping that the northern part of the country can protect the future of the country and democracy. You know, so it's been very tense, and it's going to get worse in the next couple of days.
Alfredo Corchado, Mexico bureau chief for the Dallas Morning News, is reporting from the campaign trail in Chihuahua.
Well, this is a referendum of López Obrador's presidency with the crucial key question, does his party, or as he calls it, a movement, and with his allies, do they win enough support to pass key constitutional reforms for his very ambitious political project that in part calls for rolling back free market economic policies, the very same policies that he says have led to more inequality and more corruption.
Mexico's president is a polarizing figure, and that's led to deep divisions this election season. Andrew Seely is head of the Washington, D.C.-based Migration Policy Institute.
I mean, there really is a sense of siege on both sides of that divide between those who support the president and those that oppose him, in a way that I don't know if we've seen before in Mexico.
There's been bloodshed on the campaign trail, with more than 30 candidates killed across Mexico since April. Authorities suspect drug cartels, organized crime gangs, backing certain candidates are killing rivals. Again, Alex LeBaron.
We live in some difficult times, and this should be of big concern for all the border states and all the border governors, to make sure that they keep a close eye on what's going on in the northern part of the country. So we're hoping that on Sunday we have some positive results in that matter, and we'll keep working to try to make Mexico a better place.
LeBaron speaks from personal experience. 9 members of his extended family were gunned down while traveling in the border state of Sonora in 2019. A lawyer who previously advised the family decided to run for mayor of a town near where the massacre happened. A few weeks ago, that candidate was murdered in broad daylight. For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.